You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles Trevor Rabin and his new release, Jacaranda. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for guitarist and composer Trevor Rabin. Trevor is known for his work with the band Yes, as well as being a composer for films such as Gone in 60 Seconds, Armageddon, and Glory Road. And now he's back with a solo recording called Jacaranda. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Trevor regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From the CD Jacaranda, here is Trevor Rabin with Market Street. Thank you. From his CD Jacaranda, that was Trevor Rabin with Market Street. Visit Trevor at his official website, www.trevorrabin.net. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Trevor regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, this is an amazing CD, and I understand this is your first in quite a while. So what inspired you to get back into the studio and do a full-fledged solo recording once again?
Well, first of all, I'd never done an instrumental album, and, you know, after so many years of doing film scores, I thought it was time to do it, and I just was really inspired to do it, and I started quite some time ago, and because I was in the middle of scoring all the time, I landed up grabbing 3 weeks here, 2 weeks here, and then last year I decided, okay, that's it, I'm dedicating this year to finishing this album and doing this album. And the other good thing was I never concerned myself with demographics or record companies or singles and all that kind of stuff.
I see. And now that it's out there for people to take a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
I'm very happy with it. It's funny, I never... You know, it was really done with there wasn't a comprehensive or focused idea of what I was going to do. I just decided to go into the studio and really, really enjoy myself and push myself to write stuff that would be challenging to play. And I actually practiced and a lot more than I was doing in order to get my chops up, and it was a real workout. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
And you've got an amazing palette of sounds on this CD. Talk about who all you recorded it with.
Well, all the instruments outside of drums I pretty much did myself. And the drummers I used, my son's an amazing drummer. He's in a band called Group Love, who are doing great right now. And you know, they're a rock band, and I knew he was a good drummer, but I was absolutely blown away when I asked him to do it, and he came in and just took to weird time signatures like fish in water. He was really impressed me, and then the guy I've been working with for quite a while, Lou Molino, played on a number of songs, and he's a great drummer, and then to finish it off, Vinny Caliuta, who I think is one of the great drummers of our generation, came in and did a couple of songs.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did all that start?
Well, my dad was the leader of the Johannesburg Symphony Orchestra for, 15 years or so. He was the first chair, first violin, and it was just automatic. All the siblings, my brother and my sister, when we, from about the age of five, it was automatic, you know, like school is automatic. Learning, starting on piano was also automatic, and literally half an hour practice every day, two lessons a week. And then from about the age of 12, I was instructed to up the practice to an hour a day, so I really had a great grounding because of my dad. My mother was a piano teacher, so it was just a real musical household.
But further from having it drilled into you like it was, I mean, was there any sort of artist that sort of spoke to you, that sort of led you onto the rock and roll path, as it were?
Well, I guess just like everyone, I loved the Beatles, and I actually started playing guitar when I was about 11 years old after hearing Hank B. Marvin from The Shadows. And then beyond that, I've always liked the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and I love Arnold Schoenberg. I just love his writing. And I also was subjected, if you like, to... Mm-hmm. All the great,
yes.
Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, but I kind of lean more towards the Schoenberg enjoying Schoenberg, Hindemith, Shostakovich.
I see. But, and with all these influences, it seems like, you know, the prog rock was like the, almost seems like it was the next logical step, given your work with Yes and everything.
Right, right. Yeah, it was. It was a pretty comfortable place to be for, I think it was 14, 15 years.
Right, and the thing is, I think that sort of prog sound, I hate saying the word prog, but, you know, I just couldn't imagine it happening at any other time in history.
You know, that's a great point. I never thought of it like that, but I think you're absolutely right.
Right. And talk about how that, how you became a member of Yes. How did all that start?
It's quite funny, because in about, I think it was 1981, I was producing Manfred Mann. I remember the Manfred Mann Earth Band. And David Geffen was thinking of, because Manfred was doing very well outside of America, but he'd actually didn't have a record deal in America, and Geffen was thinking of signing him. So they came to London while I was producing the album, and, you know, I gave some tapes to him, and they signed me on a development deal where I moved to America and basically wrote an album in the 6 months that I was signed to them. And then they were pretty insistent that they liked the music, but they wanted me to do it with a prog rock people who were doing well. So I hooked up with Carl Palmer and John Wetton, and who eventually became Asia, and liked them a lot, but really didn't want to do the music I'd written with those people. So I declined that, and consequently dropped me. So I was faced with having moved to America and having this album as quite encouraged with, which turned out to be the 90125 album with Under the Lonely Heart and Changes and all those songs, and sent tapes out. And funnily enough, Clive Davis was one of the guys I sent tapes to, and he said, "No, it's far too left field for the marketplace today. We like your voice, but I think the music's a little too left field," and so they didn't do it. And I had a couple of Ron Fair, who's a great A&R guy, wanted to sign me, but it wasn't the right thing. And I sent the tape to Atlantic, and Chris Squire heard it, because obviously they were with Atlantic, and Yes was defunct at the time, and they weren't doing anything. So I met with Chris and Alan White, and we got on really well, and, you know, I had all these songs, and we started an album in Atlantic, which was just great to work with. And halfway into the album, John what we were doing, and he was encouraged and wanted to join. So once that happened, we were actually called Cinema at the time, and the record company said, "Hell, we should call it Yes." And then the rest is as we know it.
Right, and the one single Owner of a Lonely Heart. I mean, did you expect anything from that song? Did you expect it to be as big as it was?
Actually, no. In fact, the first time I heard it on the radio, I was sitting at our home. My wife and I heard it, and I was kind of, I don't know. It's very different from the other stuff out there. I don't know if it's going to happen, but thankfully I was wrong.
Visit Trevor at his official website, www.trevorrabin.net. From his CD Jacaranda, here is Trevor Rabin once again with Through the Tunnel. Thank you. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks.
Even a man who's pure at heart and says his prayers by night.
Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Dance Hall Pimps, and their new release, Beast for Love. From swampy garage rock to New Orleans-styled rags and romp, the Dance Hall Pimps have what it takes to get your ass on the dance floor, with songs such as Beast for Love, Mommy Was a Zombie, and Heartbreak of Dawn. Beast for Love, the new album from the Dance Hall Pimps, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com.
He was a beast for love. All the monsters died that way.
Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Rockwired Media proudly presents the premier edition of our online publication, Rockwired Magazine. Get the stories behind the music of today's independent recording artists and get to know some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs and visionaries. The premier issue features exclusive interviews with Janice, Edge of Paradise, Lisa Hilton, and Nake Nulawalu. Rockwired Magazine, available exclusively at rockwired.com.
We didn't get much further than a shoebox wore a home. And I'm at...
Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Trevor Rabin and his new release, Jacaranda. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Trevor regarding this new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And what led to your move into more soundtrack work? How did that start?
Well, I've been, you know, we toured, I don't know, I must have done 1,000 shows with Yes, and just constant touring, and in 1993 or 4, I think it was, I was at a bar in Hiroshima, actually, and my this assistant, who's to this day a very good friend of mine and was with me and is actually a really good writer, he was sitting with me and I said, you know what, I think I'm done. I don't think I can, I can't get up more for a while. And I really just decided I was going to do something else for a while, and I really hadn't worked with orchestra for so long, although I'd studied for it. I was a conductor and an arranger and had done that, but I really wanted to get into it in a bigger way. And that led to me coming back and saying, I want to do film scores. And I was very lucky. It's, you know, the right people happened at the right time, and it all worked out.
Of the many films that you've scored, which one are you the most proud of?
I'd have to say, Remember the Titans was one of the scores I think I was probably most happy with. But there are a number of, I don't really remember a score that I didn't enjoy doing, but I think Remember the Titans is probably the one that I'm most proud of.
And explain the composing or songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
Well, very different with scoring. You know, with scoring, first of all, you have a really truncated, usually, time frame. And no one really, you know, you do what's called a spotting session and you with a director, and we decide where music's going to happen. And then I will go away and write themes for the different parts of the film, the romantic theme, the lead actor theme, whatever, the different action chasing stuff, if it's an action movie. And then I'll start writing. And the thing about that is every day I go into the studio, I have to write something. So there's really no time for procrastination. And the great thing with scoring is every movie is almost like doing a different genre, because they're also very different.
And from your... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, with songwriting, that's, you know, it's a very different thing to do. You know, if it's a vocal, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. There's no picture, first of all. And it's just a very different process. But doing an instrumental album, I found very freeing and it flowed really well for me.
And from this new CD, what songs off of it stand out for you the most and why?
It's funny, I've been asked that and I can't really make up my mind. Some days, I usually thought, after I finished one song, oh, that's the best one on the album, until I got to the next one. So at this point, the last song I finished was probably my favorite now, which was Into the Tunnel.
And for what reason?
Well, Vinnie Kaliuta was just so magnificent on that track, and it was just a kind of real balls to the wall kind of song. You know, it allowed for a lot of improvisation and you know, almost frenetic paced writing.
What's next for you musically?
It's funny, I've already started. In fact, today I was writing the beginnings of the next album, which I want to do another instrumental album. And I'm continuing with film. I'm actually doing a TV series that's starting quite soon called Zero Hour. It's on ABC.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this CD?
I hope it's enjoyed, and I hope there's an enjoyment of the melodies, because quite often with jazz albums, I think there's an emphasis on the technicality of the playing, whereas I wanted that, but I also wanted a strong sense of melody.
Visit Trevor at his official website, www.trevorrabin.net. From his CD Jacaranda, here is Trevor Rabin once more with Zoo Lake. That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Trevor Rabin for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.